Hachette Audio presents All Together Now, written by Jill Hornby, read by Lucy Price Lewis.
And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. Simon and Garfunkel. Her eye caught the clock, 5:30. She felt the stirrings of a familiar low-level panic and put her foot down. It wasn't that she was late. She was never late, prided herself on it. It was just that there weren't enough hours in the day, and the governor's meeting dragged over just those few extra vital minutes. Still, if she really belted, she should be there just about on time. Well, she had to be, and that was that. The electric piano and all the sheet music were right there on the back seat. They could hardly start without her. The rain pounded onto the windscreen. It had been pounding on and off all day, now she thought about it, but she'd been dodging around, running into one thing and out of another, and it hadn't really mattered. Until now. Her panic moved up another notch. Now it really mattered. Oh, please. It couldn't rain on them tonight. Not tonight of all nights. They had to be out in that high street, and they had to sing. Tonight was crucial. The future of their choir depended on it. What were they actually going to sing, though? It had been such a busy week, she hadn't quite got round to working that bit out. Should they kick off with something from the musicals? Not the Sound of Music medley, for God's sake. She was desperately, subtly trying to bury that one, but it wasn't easy. They did not exactly embrace change, her lot. She smiled, shaking her head. What about Les Mis? Had she even packed the Les Mis? She turned and looked behind her, reached an arm to the pile on the back seat, just at the moment that a lorry pulled out and flung around her a curtain of spray. And when she turned back, it was to find the whole world was now invisible. Then she was spinning, 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 quite out of control. Chapter 1. At 5:50, Tracy was, as usual, steering her way through the tunnelling that would take her up to the surface of the earth. Even on a good evening, it took a while to get out of the car park. She always used those few minutes to select the soundtrack for the journey home, an eye on the bumper in front, a hand rifling through the CDs on the passenger seat. According to Billy, this was the last car to drive across the first world.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?